Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, still ahead on Total Information AM before we get to 10 o'clock this morning. Tom Ackerman's going to join us. He'll talk with Bradley Carnell, the St. Louis City SC head coach. That's at 9:35. At 9:50, we're going to tell you about one St. Louis Children's Hospital that is embracing the healing power of play. But now let's turn to the presidential election. Allies of President Biden have launched a political action committee aimed at defeating any third-party candidates. Joining us to talk about the potential impact of independent campaigns, John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. Good morning.
Morning, Megan.
Well, let's talk about what the real risk is from third-party candidates for both Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump.
I think it's considerable this time around, in large part because The number of voters who are happy with the two candidates is strikingly small. I mean, both parties, you know, have coalesced around their nominee, you know, relatively early in the process. Here it is in, you know, mid-March, and we know with certainty who the nominees are going to be. But the enthusiasm for both of them is modest, shall we say. And, you know, this becomes a real factor because when you have a presidential election that's going to come down to probably tens of thousands of votes in, you know, four or five states, to have, you know, 5, 10, 15,000 people drift to a third party candidate could be, you know, could actually, you know, cause a state to go in the other person's camp and lose the presidency. So and the thing that I think that the Biden camp is looking at are the numbers from 2016, in which Hillary Clinton lost three critical states, Pennsylvania, Michigan and Wisconsin, by a total of 67,000 votes, something like that. And the third party candidates in those three states got 500,000 votes. You know, many of them went to Jill Stein, who would be probably more aligned with Hillary Clinton. So there is a real concern, and I think particularly the Biden camp, where they're just afraid that some of the frustrations of the rank and file Democrats might lead to them, first of all, not showing up, but secondly, if they do show up, vote for a third party candidate.
Well, and it looks, John, like besides the political action committee that's been formed, the Democratic National Committee also has a team trying to counter some of these third party and independent presidential candidates. So they're really putting a lot of time and money behind this. So that does tell you how scared they are of people like, for example, Robert F. Kennedy or whoever No Labels might put out there.
Yeah, and then also Cornel West, too, who's attracted some interest in the progressive wing of the party. So, yeah, I mean, they are concerned, and they, you know, 2016 haunts them. And I think that the thing, there's been some writing recently about what's been called the double haters, which is a somewhat inelegant term to describe about the 20% of the voting public who says that they are, you know, very unhappy with both Trump and Biden. And, you know, that is, that's a fifth of the voting pool. And, you know, your concern if you're a Democrat is if some of them lean in your camp, that they, first of all, they won't show up or they will go to a third party. So I think what they're doing is trying to just, you know, raise the stakes of the election. And also this becomes kind of hand-to-hand combat where you go state by state. And, you know, when there are people who are, you know, filing petitions for a third party, you know, be willing to play hardball and challenge petitions and make sure that they're legally legally appropriate. So the Democrats, I think, right now, I think they are more worried about it than the Republicans are.
That was going to be my next question. Is there anyone that could stage an upset for Mr. Trump, like is anticipated this might impact Mr. Biden?
You know, I think a little bit, although, I mean, I think the Trump camp, you know, tends not to look at politics in a conventional way. I guess that sort of understates it. But they tend to, I think they are more focused on his, you know, his larger message. I've seen no indications that they are as focused as are the Democrats on the possibility of a third party candidate. I know one name that's been floated is the Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, a gentleman by the name of Jeff Duncan, who has been open to the possibility of being the no labels candidate. You know, possibly that could siphon some votes from Donald Trump if he were to go forward on the no labels banner.
Let's talk about no labels, because for a little bit, you know, we didn't quite know whether they would try to move forward, but it appears now that they are putting together a vetting committee to look at potential candidates. So this seems like it's taking on much more reality that they might put a candidate out there.
It is. And I think that they will get a lot of attention probably over the next couple months, in part because, you know, the primary is locked up. Reporters are looking for a story to explore. And the two most likely ones are a third party candidate and who Trump's vice presidential nominee is going to be. So I do think that I think no labels is going to get some serious scrutiny, a lot of press. The one thing that's also going to be looked at is their assertion that there's this so-called off ramp in August. And if they thought that they would just be a spoiler, that they would just kind of, dismantle their campaign. I think lots of people are pretty skeptical that they would do that. And also that's a kind of a hard basis to mount a campaign saying, you know, we're in it, we think, until August. And then if it doesn't look very good, we're going to bail out. I mean, that's not the kind of campaign that's going to stir a lot of, you know, passionate long-term commitments.
You mentioned double haters. Let's talk just solely about disenfranchised Republicans. I'm thinking of people that supported Nikki Haley. And then, of course, over the weekend, we had Mike Pence come out and say that he's not going to endorse Mr. Trump. He wouldn't say how he's going to vote, but he said he's not going to endorse him publicly. Where do those Republicans go that may fall in the same camp with Pence and Haley?
You know, that is probably certainly one of the two or three largest questions in this campaign. And, you know, do they swallow their breath and vote for President Biden? Some will, but we don't know how many. Will they just stay? Will they just not vote at all? Will they just not vote on the presidential candidates and vote for other members, of the on the ticket? So that is the big question. And it seems like it's a group. I mean, we looked at Haley's numbers over this last couple months, and she was getting, 15, 20, 25, 30% of the vote in a number of states. And those votes, I thought, pretty clearly signaled less enthusiasm for Ambassador Haley and a lot more disaffection with Trump. So where do they go? In the past, they've tended to drift back to Trump, but we just don't know what's going to happen this time around, particularly with some of the ominous things that he has said. I think that does frighten a lot of the suburban Republican voters who, have a maybe they want conservative economics. They tend to be maybe more socially liberal, and they want a stable, functioning country. They don't want to have, a bloodbath.
As we heard over the weekend, correct? That was the terminology
right.
That was used. Yes. Oh, John, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Megan. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.